Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Transit officials here in San Francisco quickly pulled the plug on an app that could have helped drivers avoid getting tickets. Phil, the app went live Tuesday morning. It was gone just a few hours later. What did this app do?
This app. It's pretty amazing. It was brought on by a guy by the name of Riley Walsh, who's going to be part of urban legend going forward. He's 23 years old. He's a data engineer, and he found a way to collect information really quick in real time as to what parking control officers were in San Francisco, where they were, and what tickets they were handing out at that moment. And you could track them. And okay, so he called it Find My Parking Cops, and it got hundreds of thousands of hits right off the bat, and it just went viral. And like you said, within 4 hours, the MTA hit the brakes on it. Now, the MTA says it wasn't because they were, you know, giving a heads up to where the parking control officers were handing out tickets, which in San Francisco can be, you know, if you overstay your meter, there's a good chance you're out $100 for the ticket. But because in addition to saying where the tickets were being handed out, they also gave the initials of the people handing out the tickets. And that combination was, they said, wasn't safe. It wasn't safe for the parking control officers. And I grudgingly have to agree with it, because that's a tough job and people are not happy. And you got a target on your back anyway when you're just doing your job. And to have somebody be able to track you after you handed them a ticket would not make me feel any better about it.
I mean, neither of us is an app developer, but in layman's terms, do we know how this thing worked? How are they able to track these traffic enforcement, parking enforcement officers?
Because these days, like so many things in life, parking control is now a computerized operation. They don't necessarily go out there and write the tickets anymore. They have their own little handheld machines that, you know, track the license plates, do all the computering and where they are and where they issue the tickets. And those, all that information is on the ticket, the time, the place, the infraction, all of that, and who is issuing the ticket. It goes straight into a database at MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, and this guy was able to assimilate all that information quickly. I mean, it's an amazing technological feat. I think this guy's got a great future. I don't know what he's going to come up with next, but if this is indication, this guy's on his way to a really good career.
So the app was only up for a few hours. Have you ever seen the MTA move this quick on anything?
I have never. That's got to be a record unto itself. I've never seen them move this fast. The only thing that moves faster are the handing out of tickets itself. And I'm just going to give you a little number here. We have 325 parking control officers in San Francisco. These guys were giving out, this guy tracked them. Three officers were giving out $15,000 worth in one morning. But last year, San Francisco handed out 1.2 million tickets and made $126 million off that. Now, that is a fast number. That is a big number. And I think that's, you know, also what I'm not sure, you know, exactly how that plays with the MTA, but they don't want any stuff slowing down on that one.
All right, Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.